It's that time of year again. It's almost Halloween. I love this time of year. It's just the best. But you know what you need? You need a list of the best horror films to watch leading into Halloween weekend, Halloweekend, if you'd like. You need maybe two or three, four, even five movies to watch for Halloween. You know what? I got you. You're in the right place. You tuned in here, and now I'm going to tell you all my favorite horror movie recommendations. All right, so I have a whole bunch of recommendations for you today, and I love horror movies, and I'm guessing you do too. So I'm going to start with my favorite genre, and this is probably going to surprise some people, but my favorite genre of horror is 2000s horror. The early 2000s in particular were a special time for horror movies. I don't know why 2000s horror is so damn special, but it is. It's true. So let's just get into it. The first movie I'm going to recommend is The Descent.
Don't look down, Beth. Keep going. Have to find a way out of this chamber and keep pushing forward. Come on.
This is a 2005 British horror film, and this movie is really scary. All of the early 2000s movies made a definite impact on my life. They're just imprinted into my mind forever, and The Descent is the first one I think of when I think of that genre. It's about a bunch of people who get locked, not locked. They get trapped in a cave, horrifying. And they encounter these creepy ass creatures down there that are like, they're humanoids. They're not quite human and they're not quite not. And it's interesting because the entire thing almost takes place in this cave. And I can't think of any other movie like this where you feel so claustrophobic and it's so dark in there. My second early 2000s horror film that I love is Wolf Creek.
Just stay in the car.
What the bloody hell are you mob doing out here?
This is an Australian movie, and I'm standing by this recommendation. I was at the movie rental store in Atlanta, Videodrome, with Christian the other week, and we were looking at movies, and I'm always telling him about Wolf Creek. I'm like, you need to give Wolf Creek a chance because it's really scary, and it's good, and it's that early 2000s vibe that's so cool. So we were in the store and we were walking through like the foreign horror section, and I was like, I know Wolf Creek is over here somewhere, and I'm looking and I'm not seeing it. And then a guy who works there walks by and he's like, hey, are you looking for something? And Christian was like, I'm not saying it. You can say it. Cause he was like, it's so such a lame movie that you're going to be too embarrassed to tell this guy. I was like, I'll say it. I'm looking for Wolf Creek. And the guy was like, oh, Wolf Creek. Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. And I was like, thank you. I'm standing by this recommendation. Wolf Creek, 2005. It's an Australian movie. And it's about a group of, like, teens who are on, like, a road trip, a hike. And they're in the outback. The outback. They're in the outback. And they encounter this, like, weird, creepy dude, and it's actually inspired by a true story, so they say. I think it really is based on some real murders that happened in the outback. It's very scary. I stand by it. The next movie is The Ring.
Have you heard about this videotape that kills you when you watch it? You start to play it, and it's like somebody's nightmare. And as soon as it's over, your phone rings. And what they say is, you will die in 7 days.
The 2002 American version of The Ring. Yes, it was inspired, I believe, by, let me just verify, inspired by a Japanese horror film, of course. Yes, I remembered that correctly. How could I forget? But I'm telling you, watch The Ring with Naomi Watts. It's from 2002, and I thought this is one of those movies that everyone, literally everyone, has seen, just because I've seen it probably 100 times, just to be quite honest. This movie scared the absolute shit out of me when it came out. Like, very, very, very scary. And I was talking to some people recently, some friends who are a little younger than me, and I was like, you guys have seen The Ring, right? And they were like, no. And I was like, there are people who have not seen The Ring. So that's why it's on the list, because everyone has not seen The Ring, and you need to. It's starring Naomi Watts, and it's like, I mean, you've probably seen the girl with the long hair over her face that climbs out of the well and climbs out of the TV and climbs out of everywhere. But it's like such an iconic movie. Of course, you watch the VHS tape, and after you see it, you die in 7 days. So it's got that element, you know, like, now am I going to die because I watched it on the movie? You know, you never know. But I'm still here, so you'll probably be okay too. The Ring. Okay, the next movie is Identity.
What happened to the motel? People started dying.
Come on and lock your door.
And in their bodies, they disappeared.
Nobody in there.
This movie came out in 2003, and this is another one of those movies that just made a huge impact on me. I remember watching it. My friend and I were home alone. My mom had left us home alone, and we decided, for whatever reason, I guess we were just freaks, we were going to watch a horror film by ourselves at the house, and Identity is the movie we watched. And I'm just going to say, this is a slight spoiler, but it doesn't matter. There's a moment where there's a head tumbling around in a dryer. And I think that was the part that made the biggest impact on me, was the head tumbling in the dryer. Because that, at that point, we turned the movie off, I believe. Or I don't know if we finished it. But then we called her dad and we were like, can you come get us? Because we're actually too scared to continue on with this evening as it stands. This movie is, it's got lots of twists and it's just, it's very suspenseful. And it's got John Cusack in it, Ray Liotta, all these people, and Pruitt Taylor Vince plays the a serial killer, or he killed a whole bunch of people and they all get stranded, him on his way to be executed, and all these other people that just get trapped in a hotel, motel together. And then one by one, they start getting killed. It's an iconic movie. Also iconic. The Cell.
Do you believe there's a part of yourself that you don't show anybody? When I'm inside, I get to see those things. I feel them.
The Cell came out in 2000. I cannot believe that this movie came out 22 years ago. Feels like yesterday to me. The Cell is incredible. It's starring Jennifer Lopez, and the murderer guy is played by Vincent D'Onofrio. And this is like one of the weirdest movies that I can just think of. Jennifer Lopez undergoes this experimental procedure where she can enter the mind of somebody, and she goes inside of this killer's mind because he's killed a bunch of people and there's one victim who's still out there and they don't know where she is. So Jennifer Lopez is racing against the clock, entering, literally they like get in this suit and they're hovering above the ground and their bodies are like asleep, and she enters this guy's mind and she's walking around in a serial killer's mind. And I don't need to tell you, it's freaky as fuck in there. It's a serial killer's mind and she's in it. There's one moment in particular involving a horse that I'll never forget. And it's just awesome. It's like, you know, there's no boundaries for this because it's in someone's mind. So like the sets, the costumes, the everything that's involved in her being inside his mind is so, so inventive and just otherworldly and so creepy. And then everything that's happening in the real world is also creepy because at the same time it's intercut with this woman they're trying to save, and she's trapped in this room and it's slowly filling up with water. It's fucking crazy. It's like, every at intervals, like water starts spraying out. She's in this plexiglass box and it's just filling up, and they're trying to find out where she is before she drowns. So you've got to see The Cell if you haven't seen The Cell. Don't forget, Friday on October 28th, I'm dropping my new short film, which is a horror film. It's called Hellish. And it was written by and is starring me. And I'm going to be releasing that on my Foxy Foxy Films YouTube channel. So go over there, subscribe to Foxy Foxy Films, and subscribe to my YouTube channel as well while you're at it. Hellish is about a woman on a mission. That's all I'm going to say. You can see the teaser trailer right now on Foxy Foxy Films YouTube channel. Okay, now moving on to another category. These movies are fun, okay? These movies are bloody fun. So the first movie in this category for me is The Evil Dead Remake.
Released something from that book. Something evil. This thing is attached to Mia's soul. You're gonna have to kill her.
You are all going to die tonight.
Not the original. I know, probably a controversial take, but I stand by it. The remake came out in 2013, and it has a bunch of, you know, like, cool young actors in it. It has, like, really, it's just more stylized and more slick than the original was. You know, I've seen the original, too, and the original's always gonna be there, but in this rare instance, I'm saying check out the remake. You know, it's just a fun, cool, gory, scary movie. You can't go wrong. And the other movie that I have for you in this category is Cabin in the Woods.
What is that thing?
We have to stay together. This isn't right. We should split up.
Yeah, good idea.
Really?
It's from 2012. I've seen Cabin in the Woods probably like 10 times, and I never really get sick of watching it. Like, you know, I don't watch it just like all year, but at this time of year, I could always have Cabin in the Woods in my Rolodex of movies I could watch. It's just a good time, and it's got like a perfect balance. It's actually, I think it's called a horror comedy, and it's actually got a really good balance of gore and scares and mystery and just fun. You're just having a good time when you're watching this movie. And then by the end, like, everything is just so over the top by the end. It's like I've never seen an ending of a movie just be this crazy and all over the place. So guaranteed, if you watch Cabin in the Woods and you like horror movies, guaranteed you will have a good time watching this. All right, and I got a few foreign horror recommendations for you, if you're into that, which I am. I think I've talked about a couple of my favorite foreign horror films before on this podcast, but I'm just gonna say it again, Martyrs. From 2008. It's a French film, and it is too much for some people, and I totally get that. But if gore doesn't bother you and torture doesn't bother you, then you're gonna like this movie. It's about two women who were both victims of abuse, and they embark on a quest for revenge. And it's almost like two different movies. The first half is one revenge story, and the second half is a whole other story with a whole different message. The first half is kind of a traditional, you know, bloody revenge situation, and the second half is more of a torture situation, with some very interesting and weird ethical and religious questions that are raised in the second half. And, you know, it may be not every... I think they did a remake of this movie, actually. But I haven't seen the remake, and I never will in this case. Watch the original. It's French, and it's awesome. Martyrs. All right, the next foreign horror movie on my list is Goodnight, Mommy.
Wer ist das? Bist nicht unsere Mama.
2014, out of Austria. I saw this movie at the Angelica in New York when it came out in 2014. I went by myself, and I loved it. It's so fresh. I can't think of any other movie like this. It's about a creepy lady who has her whole head bandaged up, and she's had like facial plastic surgery. And she comes home, and they live in this like really cool, modern, minimalistic like cabin out in the middle of nowhere. And it's her and these two twins that are her sons. And the twins believe that the woman with their head bandaged up that is in their house is not really their mom. And lots of creepy, crazy things happen, and there's a big twist in the end. So, Good Night, Mommy. Do not watch the remake. Watch the original on this one. Watch the Austrian with subtitles. You can do it. Or if you know German, you're good to go. Okay. The third movie for me in the foreign horror category is my old standby that I can never let go of, High Tension. High Tension came out in 2003. I believe I already recommended it as a movie of the week on this podcast, but once again, I just want to remind you how damn good this movie is. It is gory, it is creepy, it is very, very scary and disturbing. It's a French film, and it's a slasher, and it's a psychological thriller, because there's a big twist in the end of this movie too. It's about a couple of girls who go out to one of their parents' country home on a break from school, and then a murderer breaks into the house and starts murdering people. And it's a bad time from there on. All right, the next category here is vintage horror. Now, the first vintage horror, I probably don't have to even say it. It's The Exorcist.
Somewhere between science and superstition, there is another world. The world of darkness.
Mama! 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 Your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself.
I'm telling you that that thing upstairs isn't my daughter. Now, I want you to tell me that you know for a fact that there's nothing wrong with my daughter except in her mind. You tell me you know for a fact that an exorcism wouldn't do any good. You tell me that!
And I want to say everybody's seen The Exorcist, you know, but just like I thought everybody had seen The Ring, I feel sure there are a lot of you that have not seen The Exorcist. So I think I watched The Exorcist for the first time in high school, and my dad had told me like The Exorcist was the scariest movie ever, and people were fainting and throwing up and having heart attacks in the theater when it came out. But, you know, I had already seen a lot of scary movies by the time I was in high school and I watched The Exorcist. So I don't think it's the scariest movie ever, but it's a vintage horror that is a quintessential horror viewing for the season. You know, there are some things that are just timeless. And one of those is Linda Blair with her head spinning around and she's puking and she's cussing out a priest. And, you know, don't forget the backwards spider walk down the stairs. You can't forget that. There's some things that are just precious. And The Exorcist is one of them. All right, the next vintage horror I'm recommending is Fright Night.
What would you do if you accidentally discovered the house next door was occupied by something not human? Something horrifying. Something unspeakably evil. No one believes you.
Mom, I didn't have an nightmare.
Not your mom.
They did kill a girl over there.
Not your girlfriend.
Charlie, is this some sort of a trick to get me back?
Not even the police.
Look, I know it's crazy. I know that, but look, Lieutenant!
It knows that you know. You'll do anything to protect yourself. But it will do anything to protect its secret.
Now, I just watched Fright Night, the original. I'd seen the remake with Colin Farrell, but I just watched the original for the first time recently. And this is a weird movie, but it's fun. And it came out in 1985. And it's just one of these movies that... it's like that 80s, you know, wacky, out there type of movie. And it's about a young guy who's kind of a horror junkie already. And a vampire moves into the house next door. Naturally, no one believes him, but he sees the vampire doing all kinds of weird shit. And then the vampire wants to kill him. So it's all about this young boy. The young boy is played by William Ragsdale. He's an actor who's actually from Arkansas. But this movie is, it's a fun, good time. And, yeah, I recommend it. The original. And the last vintage horror movie I'm recommending is Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Here occurred the frightening and shocking history of Prince Dracula and the woman he loved.
I have crossed oceans of time to find you.
I just watched this movie for the first time recently as well, and it is really probably one of the strangest movies I've ever seen. Came out in 1992, and I'm ashamed to say that I really wasn't aware of this movie until Christian showed it to me recently, showed me the cover. I guess when we were at Videodrome, he showed me. And he was like, have you seen this? Because I love Gary Oldman. And I was like, no, I haven't seen this. And it's directed by Francis Ford Coppola. Anthony Hopkins is in it. Winona Ryder's in it. Keanu Reeves is in it. And like I said, Gary Oldman plays Dracula. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I've never even thought about this movie. And now I'm just seeing here on my computer, it was nominated for 4 Academy Awards and it won 3 for best costume design, best sound editing, and best makeup. But it was really something. I thought they would make Dracula like more attractive. And Gary Oldman is a very handsome man. It was very interesting. Keanu Reeves does like a, he's just doing like a regular accent and everybody else is doing like a, like British accents. And then Gary Oldman's Dracula accent was really good. You know, it was like a Romanian accent. But Keanu Reeves just did like his regular voice, like with kind of a British, like a British implication. And there were a lot of there's a lot of female nudity in this movie, a lot of sex, a lot. There was even a female on female kiss in this movie, and you know, it was just like a, it was an outrageous movie, absolutely outrageous. And you know, I'm obsessed with Anthony Hopkins and Gary Oldman, so anything the two of them are in, I would watch, you know, immediately. And I am recommending this movie. So if you want to see a really weird Dracula with a lot of amazing actors, pop in Bram Stoker's Dracula into your VCR if you've got it on VHS tape. And then here's a bonus category for you. Not everyone will be interested in this category, but this is called Horror Films That Raiden Greer Is In. Yes, I've been in a few, and if you want to check these out, you can. The first movie I was ever in was called Shadow People, and it's about shadow people. So you can check that out if you'd like. It came out in the 2000s. It came out in 2012. And you can also see me in The Last Exorcism Part 2. I played a girl in a halfway house and I actually get possessed by Satan and I do have a fit and die in that movie. I'm also in a movie called Maggie that's not really a horror film, but it is about zombies. So it has kind of that goth feel, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it. And it's got zombies in it. It's got me in it. And some of you may know that I was on American Horror Story Coven, and that's a scary show. I was on 5 episodes. So yeah, just take your pick out of all these categories. Also on Friday, there will be a Q&A posted on my Patreon. It's going to be free to the public, but it will be on my Patreon. And it's a Q&A between me and Christian, who directed Hellish, my new horror film. Don't forget to check out my Patreon for bonus episodes of the podcast. Yes, I just posted one the other day. And if you missed it, head on over to patreon.com/Raiden and join up with me. I respond to all my DMs there, and I post all kinds of cool bonus content about everything I'm working on, plus bonus episodes of the podcast. So go check it out. Don't forget to follow Diaries of a Pretender on Instagram for clips of all the movies that I mention here and whatever I feel like posting about the movies. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. I hope you find something good to watch based on this list. Happy Halloween.